relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Welcome, dear friends. You're listening to America First One-on-One, our long-form interviews with the newsmakers, the real experts, and just people I like. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to subscribe, go to Spotify, and never miss a nanosecond or a parsec if you're into Star Wars of our long-form interviews. Today, we're with a man who I will call the conservative and manly version of Ben Shapiro. He is Rageaholic, Ragerfist. I think I made him laugh. Welcome to America First One-on-One.
Indeed. I'd like to thank the little people, but Shapiro had nothing to do with it.
All right. So for those of our listeners and viewers who missed our brief chat, what was it? Was it a week ago? Crazy. Maybe yeah. 2 weeks ago. Insanity on the bestest movie ever made, Blade Runner. Go back and watch it. Go to my feeds on social media. Did you post it, Razor Fist?
I did indeed. You can see it on YouTube.
All right, go to the Rageaholic on YouTube. Follow this man at Razor Fist, Razor with a zero instead of an O. First things first, can you just tell us a little bit? I know you're on the front line of democracy or whatever is left of it in Arizona, but you have a rather unusual métier, let's say. You are clearly into computer games, heavy metal, but you are one of the most... sagacious political commentators on YouTube, as far as I'm concerned. So how was Razor Fist born, and what is this? Explain this melding to us and where you hail from.
I am, of course, from the fiery depths. I am from Phoenix, Arizona, but I was always politically active. I started out in political radio, so actually video games and the heavy metal and all that is a relatively recent concern, comparatively. I went to school for political science, and I went to a prominent journalism school out here whose identity you can probably infer, but it's named after somebody... whose credibility perhaps is in doubt now in 2022. So I got into politics first. I actually kind of got into this in reverse. Other people on YouTube, I think it's been the opposite, where they've gotten more political as society has steadily descended into the lowest chambers of madness.
So for those of you who are just listening and not watching, I have to explain to you that this man's persona. He comes on YouTube, classic biker's jacket, you know, the classic black biker's jacket with the studs, with the snaps, a heavy metal or gamer t-shirt, long black hair, and the mirrored sunglasses. Is it essential? I know that when he's off air, he is in a three-piece tailor-made suit. We know this to be true. My drones will confirm that momentarily. But seriously, I have to discuss the last video. I watched it multiple times. I never do that with YouTube videos. The last one that you did, maybe 6 minutes long on the midterms. And I'm going to start in reverse because you dropped something that will demonstrate why you are good at what you do. You said MAGA is not a personality thing. It's not a personality cult. It's not about President Trump. It's not about, you know, The Apprentice. If you want to understand MAGA, you have to understand Goldwater, Buchanan, and the Tea Party. I've been saying this for a long time, that Donald Trump built America First on the ashes of the Tea Party. You've driven it back even further. Will you take a moment, because we have the luxury of time, to expand upon that sentence you just dropped in your last video?
Indeed, yeah. It really goes back to it's the ghost of the Tea Party, people have said. This, I'm not the first one to point this out, nor are you, but even before that, you would have to go back to the Buchanan Brigade in the early 90s. Anybody remember that delightful little episode from the Republican convention in 92?
Yeah.
That was a cute moment.
Yep.
Or gosh, you go even further back to Goldwater kind of a paleo conservative. And the modern spin on him is he turned leftward as he got older. Really not the case. He was always anti-centralization. He was always anti-centralized government. He was not a statist. And so his later positions, like supporting homosexuals in the military and so forth, these were really couched in his original conservative principles of, if you don't believe you should have a large government, then you shouldn't believe the government should be large enough to impose itself on people's bedrooms and tell them how they're allowed to live. And so Goldwater's leftward turn, I believe, is somewhat exaggerated, perhaps even by the Goldwater Institute, to be honest, which a lot, much like the Ayn Rand Institute, bears almost nothing in common with its namesake.
Yeah, don't get me started on Ayn Rand, the most overblown non-political philosopher of modern American history. All right, let's stick on this for a, I mean, seriously, what a crap book. See, the fact that people actually worship those books really blows my mind. So let's stop here for a second. Let's try and get, you know, our taxonomies right. Let's know what we're dealing with. Let's do a, you know, analysis of the battlefield. What is the politics today? We've got Bannon's famous, you know, explication that we're actually talking about dueling populisms. We're talking about the Bernie Bros left-wing populism, and we're talking about the America First populism that is actually about the nation state. Might be an oversimplification, but if we talk about our side, the good side, raise a fist. Who are we? You mentioned the word paleocons. Are we paleocons? Are we liberals in the classic sense of 100 years ago? Or are we something completely new? And dare we use this label of populism? Because the left has done a bloody good job to turn that into a pejorative, to say that, you know, being popular with the voters is a bad thing. So have you got a new taxonomy for us, or is that a waste of time? Is that talking about, you know, how many angels dance on the head of a pin?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you exactly what we are. An existential threat to democracy, obviously. I do think that really what it is fundamentally is a populist movement with kind of a backdrop couched somewhat in paleoconservatism. I think there's a paleoconservative bent to it, but Trump is, and you would know this better than anyone, Trump is not an ideologue.
No.
He's not. He's a pragmatist at the end of the day. He wants what is best for the nation, fundamentally. This is what he's driven by. And he's not a guy who's going to bark his principles to the moon and be utterly unbending on them. And so his movement necessarily is more about the principle behind it and responding to the condition of the nation than it actually is. It's not, which is distinct, incidentally, from it being a reactionary movement, because it's not. Again, as I pointed out, it existed long before Trump.
Yeah.
And there were different issues, but the same core principles that it was addressing. I just mentioned that I'm in Phoenix. I believe one of, if not the first, of the Tea Parties. People forget why the Tea Party movement was called the Tea Party movement. A series of Tea Parties were held at state capitals all around the country. I think Phoenix was one of the first ones, if not the first.
Yeah.
And all it was to protest all of the bloated government programs and the attacks on the Second Amendment, on the problems with immigration, all the issues that when Trump came onto the scene as a political concern anyways, he immediately raised to the fore. Now, a lot of that is because he was actually circumspect enough to have his people and himself pay attention to talk radio and conservative spheres and understand what the everyday Americans were. So I think this is really what it is. It's an everyday man's movement with a touch of the paleocon sort of undergirding it. I really believe that's what it is at the end of the day. And that's really, Goldwater had that. Pat Buchanan had that. Pat Buchanan's presidential platform, I don't know if you've ever looked at it, when he ran in 2000 on the reform ticket, which Trump almost ran on.
Yeah.
His platform was basically Trump's. He wanted to build a wall. He wanted to, it was amazing, right? And Trump comes along, but he's got that salesmanship and that charisma, right? Talk a cat off a fish cart kind of charisma. And he sells it in a different way. And really, I think that's where that comes from.
For me, and we will move on to the practical aspect since you are in Arizona. For me, it's this kind of liminal area. It's peculiar because he has an ideology. He says he's pragmatic. because he does what's best for the country. And I think that is his ideology. It's a very simple one. It's not overthought. It doesn't fit into fancy international relations or poli-sci boxes. But he is driven always by what is best for the country. It's not doctrinaire. It's not detailed. It is simply one metric. Is it good for America and Americans? Then we like it. Then we follow it. And that, for me, is a form of ideology, but a far more simple and understandable one that resonates as it did with 74 million people. We're talking to Razor Fist. You have got to subscribe to his YouTube channel now. If you're faint of heart, don't do it. But if you love America, subscribe today. It's The Rageaholic, one word, on YouTube. On Twitter, it is Razor Fist. The O is a zero, Razor Fist. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy our long-form discussions with the real experts, with the newsmakers, don't forget you can subscribe for free. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Leave us a five-star review. It helps with the algorithms, and share the links with your friends. Right now, I just found out yesterday, to my surprise, on our website, the most popular item is the one we designed jointly with that great American Chris Plant. It is the FBI t-shirt, hottest selling item, classic blue with the yellow letters, FBI t-shirt. You need one. Underneath the letters, it says Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get yours today and so much more at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
It's really devastating for a child to not have their parents around during Christmas time or to know that somebody loved them, because that's really the key. They need to know that somebody loved them.
Just having that connection with their parent and sending that message from the incarcerated parent, and to get that on Christmas morning, love dad or love mom, is one of the greatest gifts you could ever give a child.
It is one of the greatest gifts you can give any child. Those are volunteers of the Prison Fellowship Program in Tulsa, Oklahoma, talking about what their Angel Tree program does. There are more than 1.5 million boys and girls in America who have a parent incarcerated this Christmas. They're going to be asking one question above all. Does my mom still love me? Does my daddy still love me? Why are they in prison? Did I do something wrong? Am I to blame? There's a reason that 70% of these children will end up in prison themselves. Let's break that cycle. Let's get a message of love to those that really could do with some love this Christmas. Please make a donation for $25. It gets one of these children a Christmas present from their parent who chooses it from prison. Also, a message of love from that parent that is forwarded by the Prison Fellowship, and a children's Bible. It's one of the most blessed things you can do. $125 is five kids. If you've survived, if you're okay, if you remember the joy of Christmas with your parents, do this today. Please, do it for me. Do it for them. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You truly are making a difference, and you could break that cycle today. You can also call in today your donation, 888-206-2794. That number again, 888-206-2794. Or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top. God bless you and thank you. All right, so I didn't know until we started today's interview that you are right there in the battleground. You opened your last video talking about Carrie Lake. I wrote a long piece on the way home from Mar-a-Lago talking about how this was the anti-election. You know, Carrie Lake is perhaps one of the most impressive, charismatic candidates of a decade. How she loses to a woman who's literally hiding from the media, doesn't want to debate, and whenever she opens her mouth, it's an utter disaster. That tells us a lot about the current situation. So you did a whole video on election fortification. I have drawn the following conclusions. Tell me if I'm off base or what's missing. Raise a fist. My take is the following. Where we have normal elections, let's say 2 weeks of voting, we should do politics. We should campaign on a message, build a platform, get that candidate in front of as many people as possible, and have rallies. Everywhere else, like Pennsylvania with 50 days, Virginia with 45 days, I mean, a Republican government, 45 days of voting, it's not about elections anymore, raise a fist. It's about the mechanics of collecting ballots, not votes, collecting ballots, and we just have to build that machine. And policies, platforms really don't matter, because if Pennsylvania can vote for Fetterman, then this isn't about politics. What do you think?
Well, and some states come right out with it. They even venerate. I mean, California law venerates the practice, just explicates it is actually legal to ballot harvest,
right,
which makes it a really tough sell in all the states where the Democratic parties pretend that ballot harvesting does not exist and is a conspiracy theory. California doesn't seem to think so. They actually passed a law passing it. The thing that's hilarious about what you mentioned was Katie Hobbs, of course, the candidate that Carrie Lake was running against. It's bigger than that. People outside of Arizona only know Carrie Lake as the charismatic person that they've caught maybe an advertisement or a speech from. But here in Arizona, she had been a journalist and very, very visible here for over two decades. She was
in the biggest markets from north to south for 25 years. She was a face, right?
Absolutely. And what's worse, her opponent was in charge of the election, right? And not only that, but you may recall a little episode, the Cyber Ninja audit here from the 2020 yes. election. Katie Hobbs, in the immediate aftermath of that, made a show of purchasing all new vote tabulation machines in Arizona to the tune of 3 million taxpayer simoleons. And this is the result. 24 hours in, we were holding tight at like 15% counted. And by the way, as we record this, they're still counting. Okay? Like, this is John Travolta will come out before Arizona's election results. It is not something that I am very proud of. And unfortunately, you know, on the day, I can speak to my own experience, the machine was spitting my ballot back up like Kate Moss after a nacho bender. I mean, I had to put it through like five times. I had to change answers. Right? Like, as if I have...
Hang on. The nation that put 12 men on the moon had to have a machine scan your ballot five times?
Yes, indeed. As if I can't get it together enough to fully fill in a bubble with a ballpoint pen.
Wow.
Right? I just don't understand it at all. And I also have to say, if anyone, including whatever snarky intern runs the Maricopa County Twitter page, is claiming issues with tabulators are election misinformation, yeah, they are lying to you through the hole in their story. It is very real. By the way, the AG of Arizona came out and wrote a letter, which is good. It actually is a bit of a supportive gesture, but it also raises the bar as far as what can actually constitute the pretext to have either a runoff election or a recount or whatever. It's within the margin, I believe, that it may get a recount anyways, but it raises the bar. So actually right now, any Arizonans that can send their stories, any proof that either their vote wasn't counted, you can check on the county recorder's website, or that they had the same issues I had. I mean, gosh, there was a giant line and people were leaving after hours and hours standing in line. That is dictionary definition of voter suppression as a direct result of voter tabulation machines that Katie Hobbs purchased. So if you have that, send it to the AG election security division, I believe was now formed. And I think there's an easyaz.org you can report that. And actually, they have all the tools that you need there. But that's all through the Arizona GOP. And hopefully, I believe within the next week, that's going to be presented by the AG to an actual judge. And hopefully that comes to something.
Right. It is just mind-numbing. There are states like Florida that can actually announce and certify their election results within minutes, if not an hour and a half maximum from the end of the polling station shut being closed. Yeah. And we're still waiting. We're still waiting for seats in Congress to be confirmed. That's the insanity. We're talking to Razor Fist, host of The Rageaholic. If you're into culture, if you're into politics, if you're into guys just speaking really fast and doing, you know, an hour's worth of content in 10 minutes, you've got to subscribe to him. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've got two more years of that senile husk in the White House. Are you prepared? Do you have a plan B? I do. It's called My Patriot Supply. Next time, it won't just be baby formula. It could be what you need to feed your family, grown-ups included. This is the biggest and best in the business. My Patriot Supply creates emergency food staples that stay fresh for 25 years. Right now, you'll get $250 off a three-month supply with my name. Never be the father, never be the husband, never be the grandfather who can't feed his family. Order today. Go to preparewithgorka.com and get $250 off so you can always feed your family. You're also going to beat inflation. Do it today. Get $250 off your three-month supply. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Preparewithgorka.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. All right, so if that's the sad reality of where you are in Arizona, where I am in the Commonwealth, what is the response? What do the good guys do? Because it's clear, you know, the GOP, you say in your last video, the GOP knew this, didn't want to fix it, apparently. What's going to happen? Is it going to be up to local actors, local activists to just harvest ballots where it's legal? What is the response to those who actually believe that, oh, I don't know, our representatives should actually be chosen by the American people, Razor Fist?
Well, I mean, come on. It was our fault. I mean, you saw Meghan McCain after the election,
oh, yeah,
shouldering her cruciform length of dogwood and saying, you know, the message of the election is, if you run in Arizona, don't insult my father. It's like, first off, sweetie, John McCain wasn't even from Arizona. And second, I'd insult Biden and his voters, but I try not to speak ill of the dead. Frankly, I think what needs to happen is an adjustment of strategy, as well as an understanding that the reality of elections has changed. Like, I do like the idea of Republicans showing up en masse on Election Day. But I think they also need to be vigilant. Yeah, but it's also very, very important, I think, that they not avoid early voting.
Right.
That they not avoid mail-in voting. And these, unfortunately, I think some of these are strategic blunders from well-meaning campaign managers all across the country that, you know, they are unfortunately exploiting. The idea that election fraud is, or ballot harvesting is, a conspiracy theory is absolute lunacy on its face. It's an industry. That's all. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's an industry. They pay people. There was footage that came out from, I believe, the 2nd of November from one of the ballot boxes,
yes,
in Maricopa County. And you've probably seen it by now. It went viral. And they were just showing car after car, people walking out with boxes full of ballots.
The thing that a lot of people didn't catch
was the guys stopping to photograph as they do it.
Right.
Because they have to. It's like Uber Eats. They don't get paid.
Right.
If they
it's a business. Yeah. But here's the problem. This isn't just a question of conservatives changing their cultural attitude to early voting. Like me, you know, I prefer chain of custody. So I'm going to go to the polling station. I'm going to show my ID. I'm going to tick my thing and put it in the computer or in the ballot box. It's not changing my attitude and saying, oh, well, I'll just mail it in 3 weeks earlier. It's creating that enterprise of the guy who's taking 300 ballots to the ballot box and photographing it to get his $5 per delivery. Who's going to build that enterprise? Are conservatives, who are, you know, the individual, the rugged individual, are we prepared to act like the Borg Razor Fist?
I don't know about the Borg, but you know what? There have been actual positive collectives. Not every collective is the Borg. And I would argue that not every movement is a collective either, right? You can have organic. We're getting awfully existential here, but you know what I mean? There were cities that sprang up,
yeah,
but they were built by rugged individuals during the frontier times and so forth. This is really the spirit that you have to get into. If you want something to happen, you got to make it happen at the end of the day. And frankly, you look over at the White House, you look over in Washington, you look over at a lot of establishment GOP leadership, doesn't exactly inspire confidence with regard to spurring that on. Look, the power in American government comes from the ground up. It does not come from the top down as much as DC would like it to be the other way around. Yeah. And so the organizational infrastructure has to follow suit at the end of the day.
All right, we've got to lead the way locally, whether it's in Arizona, whether it's in Virginia. My wife got up at 3 a.m. on election day, worked till 9:45 at night because she was a chief election officer. And I can guarantee you there was no BS, no shenanigans happening in the precinct where she was the chief election officer. We're talking to Razor Fist. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you've got one of these dastardly devices, please tell me your cell phone is not linked to one of the big cell phone providers, because they're as woke as Disney. They hate you. Don't fund those who hate America with every call and text you send. Join the good guys. The only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. I switched all my family's phones to it after the Verizon company surrendered to the January 6th committee to Nancy's witch hunt and gave over my text data, my phone data. Join today. You can keep your old number. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. They have the same nationwide coverage, and they are actually conservatives. They have funded causes to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars, such as the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. They've even supported conservative candidates across Texas school board districts for local boards. Switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 972-728-7468. Free activation with my name. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, the swamp has, like a zombie, come back from the dead, and one of those zombies is Paul Ryan. Play cut.
I think we would have clearly have won the Senate had we had traditional Republicans in the general election, like these governors did. I think we would have won places like Arizona, places like Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, had we had a typical traditional conservative Republican, not a Trump Republican. So I think what we now know, it's pretty clear, is with Trump, we lose. So I don't mean this personally. It's just evidence. We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We lost the Senate in 20. And now in 2022, we should have and could have won the Senate. We didn't. and we have a much lower majority in the House because of that Trump factor. So I think it's just, it's palpable right now. We get past Trump, we start winning elections. We stick with Trump, we keep losing elections. That's just how I see it.
One of the worst failures as Speaker in modern history, Paul Ryan, is telling us what we should do now. Raise a fist. Why does he, I don't know if you're a mentalist, why does he think we care what he thinks?
Right. I think I may have referenced this in our first sort of little discussion. I truly think that the entire jettison Trump narrative, first off, it was astroturfed. It was a narrative in search of an impetus rather than a sincere reaction to events, right? But I think it's also partially astroturfed to protect people like Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House, which I guess makes Nancy the Speaker of the crack house now. I suppose the argument being, you know, Trump almost lost us the House, like you just referenced. So now we need a steady establishment hand at the tiller. Frankly, you look at some of these people, I wouldn't trust them to work the speaker in a Starbucks drive-thru. I love the troll idea, though, of appointing Trump as the speaker. I've seen that. But of course, he announced it. He went and ruined it, right? But I think the great Paul Gosar of my home state of Arizona would explode nearly as many skulls in the House of Representatives. So he's the one I would appoint at the end of the day.
So let's talk about, you know, the next 2 years, because I was at Mar-a-Lago for election night, and I was at Mar-a-Lago for the president's announcement, and there was one line in that hour-long speech. If you haven't seen it, guys, it's one of the president's best. Go to my Twitter feed, go to Facebook, go to Truth Social. We posted the whole hour-long speech. This next two sentences is the most important part of the speech. Let's play cut.
To further drain the swamp, I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. It's time. It's time. And I will ask for a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of campaigns, a lifetime ban on lobbying by former members of Congress and cabinet members.
So, raise a fist. For me, that is a declaration of thermonuclear war. Whether it's the left, whether it's the lobbyist machine itself, or whether it's the rhino or what you call the conservative ink establishment, if you are going to suggest term limits and a lifetime ban for lobbying for congressmen, they have to destroy Trump in the next 2 years. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think one of the greatest things Trump did, and maybe this was if you want to point out flaws in the Trump presidency, I think he did too much good too quickly and people forgot, right? His first week in office, all those executive orders. I'd never seen anyone fulfill more campaign promises in a more distilled period of time in my life. And one of them was that 5-year lobbying ban for administration officials.
Which, by the way, I signed, and I was happy to sign that.
Brilliant, brilliant move. And of course, this just reestablishes the commitment to that, which, you know, once again, for all the people who are like, he didn't, you know, whatever, who want to buy into the we need to jettison Trump narrative, he didn't do anything for us. I think this just reestablishes that he's really for real. And by the way, is he aging in reverse?
You know, it is Benjamin Button. I said this a couple of years ago. Take photographs of Obama or Bush at the beginning of their presidency and at the end, and they've aged 30 years. I mean, Obama went totally gray. President Trump, he's going backwards. It's freaky.
Right, right. And Biden just turned 80, by the way. Sleep tight, everyone. Jesus Christ.
All right. This is
the age most families hide the car keys from grandpa.
Right, right. And he's got the nuclear football next to him. Let's talk about DeSantis, Vice, my old boss. I've warned Ron, who's been a great governor for Florida, but he's been a governor on the Trump model. Let's be clear. This isn't the Mitt Romney model for running Florida. This is the Trump model of running Florida. He runs the risk. The biggest risk Ron runs right now is being leveraged as a weapon for the billionaires who hate Trump and for conservatives in the ink. Don't you think that's a danger?
They feel that they're using him the same way, or hoping to use him the same way they use Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
I don't think Ted Cruz was their ideal choice in 2016 in those midterms, but Trump hadn't taken any of their money at that point. He was only financed by individual donations and his own personal fortune. So they didn't have any leverage on him. So they couldn't work with him. So they figured, well, Ted Cruz has taken our money, so we can work with him. Same deal with DeSantis. And in case you didn't get that message, take a look at his war chest. Do you think they needed almost $200 million to win a race that DeSantis was running, what, 20 points ahead in since March of this year? That was a presidential war chest, ladies and gentlemen. They were attempting to groom him to run against Trump. And we'll see if he decides to take the bait. He has kept mum thus far.
It's been strange. You said that in your video, that he's kept mum. It's so weird that he hasn't said anything in the last year. If you're the person being touted as the replacement for the most successful incumbent president in U.S. history, you'd think some statement of comment would be in order. Do you think President Trump can win without the Peter Thiels and the Paul Singers backing him financially?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I mean, keep in mind, he could go by the same playbook he did in 2016 if he wanted to. He could run on his own personal fortune in the primaries and then have two separate pools of money. It was a really weird arrangement with Trump when he ran for in the general election. I believe, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like the GOP had their own Trump fund and he had his own Trump fund and never the twain shall meet. And so he could do that. He could actually follow that model, and he wouldn't wind up having to take any of that money or dirty his hands with it. And so the GOP could have their own fundraising thing. But yeah, I think he could. I don't. And here's the thing. Strangely enough, it was Megyn Kelly, of all people, who pointed this out. Trump, when he's on a stage, you can say what you want about DeSantis. I think he's done great for Florida. But you put him on a stage and all eyes are on him. Yeah. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
And
if you don't believe me, revisit those debate clips from 2016. Right. Oh, you're a tough guy, Jeb. Right? Like,
no, that, you know, it's like my argument is very clear. Guys, we've got 2 years to the election. Why don't we have, I know I'm an immigrant to this country, but I think I've heard of this thing called a primary. Why don't we have a primary? And Ron and everybody and Kasich and Hutchison, they can all run because it's going to be fun. Do you remember 15, guys? It was fun. Let's see that again. We're talking to Razor Fist, host of the Rageaholic channel on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, malodorous, rank swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less, taking morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today. You've got nothing to lose. Well, except the pain. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. I'm delighted to see in the background of our buddy Razor Fist Studio, he's got the game Thief on the wall. That's a classic. I remember playing Thief with my son. What's the other one that we used to play? The Star Trek Next Generations game. That was a lot of fun. And then I think Silent and Deadly. Great, great first-person shooter up. All right, don't get me started on computer games. Let's have a little bit of fun when it comes to movies. I just had my episode of Making Movies Great Again with my buddy from the Mr. Reagan channel, Chris Coles, and we discussed Star Wars. And he quoted you, and I hope you were trolling me and all decent Star Wars fans, that Ewoks are good. That better have been a joke. That better have been a joke, Razor Fist.
Let me blow your mind here, okay? The Ewoks, when we first encounter them, have Luke and the gang all tied up on poles, and they're suspended over a fire. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ewoks are murderous cannibals.
Oh, I don't deny it.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, the stormtroopers got absolutely destroyed in that conflict. That's absolutely what happened. It was Space Vietnam. The trees were speaking Ewokese. That's what we witnessed there.
So those helmets at the end that they were using for drums, that's because the stormtroopers had become tacos.
There's a very dark spin on that, actually. Apparently, the original concept was that moon was supposed to have two races. It's supposed to have the short little teddy bears, the Ewoks, and the tall ones, the Yuuzhan. That's what they were called.
Uh-huh.
And then budget cuts and whatever. They cut out the Yuuzhan. They weren't in there. They only kept the Ewoks. Happens when you're making movies, right?
Right.
But you see a Yuzum skull on one of the Ewoks' heads. So the implication there is they ate the Yuzum. This is
there is, yes. One of the really grim ones has a big skull on his head. I remember. Oh, my gosh. He knows more about Star Wars than I do. That's embarrassing. We'll have to have him on our Making America, Making Movies Great Again. In the meantime, keep doing what you do, my friend. He is the host of The Rageaholic on YouTube. He is also on Twitter at Razorfist, RAZ0RFIST. Next time, I'm sure he's going to meet us in his three-piece Italian handmade suit. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't forget, we are on all social media except the dastardly YouTube. So follow us on all of those platforms. President Trump's Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram, Clout Hub. And of course, the most important, the most recent is our Substack, unique content. That's SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. And don't forget, if you enjoy our one-on-ones, never miss a single episode of our long-form chats with the people in the know and the newsmakers. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. Share the links with your friends, because all we have to do is save our nation. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place. I know sometimes when you walk in and you have a mask and nobody has a mask, you kind of feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty. You look terrific. My message, and my final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as eligible.
No, Fauci, not happening. I haven't had a shot, I haven't had a booster, and I'm not getting one. His last press conference from the podium of the White House. Goodbye, Fauci, goodbye. I wonder why he's stepping down now. What, was there an election recently? Did the Republicans take the House? You can run, Fauci, but you can't hide. You will be subpoenaed by the Republicans. Will they have the spine to do what it takes and to actually charge you, to send criminal referrals to the DOJ for your culpability, not only in funding Wuhan, but in the fake science you propagated in America? Masks, more boosters. You can't catch COVID. You can't transmit COVID. And especially if you're at a baseball game, you don't need to wear the mask if you're the highest paid bureaucrat in America. $400,000 a year. more than the President of the United States. Good riddance. We'll see you in Congress. Welcome, dear friends, the day before Thanksgiving. What are your plans? How are you going to share them? How are you going to deal with the crazy libs at the dinner table at the Thanksgiving repast? Call us 833-33-GORKA. That must be my other radio show. 833-334-6752. Sound off today on the topics of the day. We've got an unbelievable update for you from the Q Club, the LGBTQ LMNOP Club shooting regarding the perpetrator. We'll mention that momentarily. The number is 833-33-GORKA. But I need some advice from my radio mentor, a man who's been doing radio far longer than I have. Mr. G, last couple of days, you know, the inside the sausage factory is we sit down before the show, we go through the stories, we finalize the cuts, we kind of decide on the, you know, the big topics of the day and finalize the guests. But then, you know, I kind of wing it when it comes to the monologue. And last 2 days, they've been pretty dark, pretty heavy, pretty angry. As a consumer of radio as well as a producer, does that switch people off when they turn on to the top of the show? What is your advice to me when it comes to those tough monologues?
No, you do anger when it's warranted, and then you do the happy good ones when it's warranted. It depends what's...
Yeah, I like that. I like that attitude. Why have I been angry? Well, let's remind everybody. Thank you, Jeff. What day is it today? The 22nd, 23rd? 2 days ago, the White House issued this statement. This is signed by the man who sadly bears the title, President of the United States. Statement by President Biden on the deadly shooting in Colorado Springs. While no motive in this attack is yet clear, we know that the LGBTQI plus community has been subjected to horrific hate violence in recent years. Do we? Gun violence continues to have a devastating and particular impact on LGBTQI. It's just, it's ridiculous. LGBTQI plus communities. Don't they realize how absurd it makes them look? It's risible. It's laughable. Across our nation, and threats of violence are increasing. We saw it 6 years ago in Orlando when our nation suffered the deadliest attack affecting the LGBTQI plus community in American history. So you had to go back 6 years. Interesting. We continue to see it in the epidemic of violence and murder against transgender women, especially transgender women of color. Here's a question for you, GOP rhinos and good guys. How about the next time you have, what's his name, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, in front of you testifying under oath? Ask him this simple question, because there's got to be a numerical answer. How many, let me get this right, how many transgender women of color were attacked last year? I just want that number. Is it more than the 9,000 black men who were killed by black men? Just curious. Because I think all of those guys are probably heterosexual. Is that an epidemic? You didn't mention that. Now, I've discussed that statement before. It is all the more relevant today because of this story. God bless this post-millennial. Attorneys for Anderson Lee Aldrich, the individual charged with 5 counts of murder and 5 hate crimes. Surely murdering somebody, you probably have to hate them to murder them, right? What is this absurdity that you get an additional hate crime charge if they're gay or black? Or do you get it if they're white and Christian? I'm curious. I mean, surely the important thing is that you murdered somebody. Attorneys for Anderson Lee Aldrich have said that Aldrich is, quote, non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them. Huh. That's weird. So what was that threat? It wasn't a conservative spun up by Fox News, Tucker Carlson, Breitbart. You mean it was a guy who thought he's not a guy? So you add that to the Paul Pelosi attack, and I'm wondering, what's the real threat to America? Are we facing an epidemic of pro-marijuana, nudist, illegal immigrant, non-binary violence? I'd like to see the stats on that. What about the guy who traveled from California to the home of Justice Kavanaugh, the Democrat who brought a gun, a knife, and zip ties to kill him and his family? Was he a MAGA supporter? Was it a cisgender, hetero, white MAGA supporter who loved Breitbart.com and Tucker Carlson, who wanted to kill a Supreme Court Associate Justice nominated by President Trump? You know the truth, don't you? If you know the truth, it is beholden upon you to express it. We must win. And we can only do that if we stay loyal to the truth. We have an amazing lineup for you today. The third hour, very special guest in the second hour. Oh, in about 4 minutes, we have none other than Carrie Lake live from Arizona with some big announcements about the fight. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Make sure you are subscribed. Never miss any of our one-on-ones. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review, share the links with your friends, and check out the hottest item at our store. It is flying literally off the shelves. We can't print enough of them. Done jointly with the great Chris Plant. It's the FBI t-shirt, big yellow letters, blue background. FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get yours today. SebGorkaStore.com. SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.